Trying to be like Jesus Christ. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. At the Pool by Katherine Thompson. One day at the public pool, Arlene brought one of her cousins who was slightly disabled. The cousin came up to me and asked, "Do you want to play?" I played with her and then asked if she wanted to go to the deep end. She said, "I can't go past 4 feet because I can't swim." So I taught her to swim. I went home that day knowing that I had done something nice for Arlene's cousin and that she also went home feeling good because she had learned to swim. Note, name has been changed. End of note. By Katherine Thompson, age 10, Alexander, Arkansas. Remember, by Lisa Sandstrom. Matthew is a very good example of Christ-like love. He's very loving to his family, and he's a good example to the teachers and other students in his kindergarten class. His teacher says that he has no enemies, and he sticks up for others if he thinks that they are unfairly treated. He isn't afraid to stand up for the right. Last year, when terrorists attacked, Matthew raised his hand and said, "We need to remember that they have babies too. Just because some of them do something bad to us doesn't mean that we need to do something bad back." Matthew Sandstrom, age 5, Enid, Oklahoma. Bedtime Prayers by Jessica Christensen. The day the bad people flew airplanes into buildings and killed lots of people, I said in my bedtime prayer, "Bless all the good people, but don't bless the bad people." After I finished my prayer, my mom explained that we need to pray for the bad people to help them choose the right. In my next prayer, I said, "Bless all the bad people, so they will turn into good people." I am glad I can pray to help people be good and choose the right. Jessica Christensen, age 4, Sandy, Utah. Tithing and Other Offerings by Brent Thompson. Chelsea's grandparents gave her some money for her birthday. Her mother and I encouraged her to begin a savings account, and we explained that first she should pay tithing on the money. When she started to fill out the tithing slip, she asked about the other offerings mentioned on it. Her mother explained each one. Then Chelsea decided that after paying for a few other things, she had enough left over to put $2 in each of the other offerings. Because of the tragedy in New York City, New York, last year in September, she wrote "New York" in the "other" column. This tremendous example of trying to help others touched our hearts. We thank Heavenly Father for sending such a sweet child to our family. Chelsea Lynn Thompson, age 7, Oregon City, Oregon. The friend would like to hear from you about an experience you or another child you know have had in trying to be like Jesus Christ. The article should be about 2 to 3 paragraphs typed and double-spaced. A parent or other adult may help you write it. Please include at least one photograph or slide of whomever the article is about, if possible, and his or her and your own, if different, name, age, address, ward or branch, and stake or district, and telephone number. Send your article to Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ, Friend, 24th Floor, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3226. Unused submissions will be returned if a stamped addressed envelope is enclosed. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. Sharing Time. The